Welcome back to All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Last week, we asked you to send us your stories of courtship, and what a romantic bunch you are. Listener Chris Ward from Vienna, Virginia, called in to the homework hotline. He fondly remembers a sight he'd often see in college.
Beautiful young woman who was sitting in the window of an art center at college, and I'd pass her and think, gee, she's good looking. She was weaving in that window, and I came in, introduced myself, and got to know her a little bit.
Chris came up with a wonderful idea for how to woo this woman. He would read to her. No, not Shakespeare's sonnets or Neruda poems, but a kid's book, Stuart Little.
Don't believe it when they say women don't like mice. I'd come by, and she'd be weaving, and I'd read her a chapter or two every day, and when the book was done, she kind of liked me, so I took her out, and, it's 33 years later. It worked. So this is advice to all of you who wish to sweep a young woman off her feet. Read her Stuart Little.
In Bell, Missouri, Kathy Schuler wrote to say, you can call it fate or God's plan, but for her, romance was an accident. She writes, Tom called me 42 years ago, telling me he was given my number and wanted to date. All of the information, name, occupation, age, seemed to be correct. But Kathy says, he had dialed the wrong number. She goes on, he called back a few weeks later, saying he had dated the other Kathy and I sounded like more fun. We will have our 40th anniversary in August, and that one incorrect digit in the phone number, a one that looked like a seven, sealed our fate. Finally, a poem. Richard Lehnert of Santa Fe, New Mexico, wrote this verse about meeting his future wife at a dinner party.
There was a moment when the talking did not stop, when in some sourceless breeze the candles did not blink, when no sudden thrill of portent spidered up my spine, when nothing had happened or felt about to happen, when the woman to my left turned her face to me and introduced herself as you.
Thanks to all who wrote in. We'll continue the couples theme for this week's homework, but now let's focus on sidekicks. Don Quixote and Sancho Panza, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, Thelma and Louise. Send us your greatest experience with a sidekick. Mail it to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183.